The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today celebrates a wonderful work of God called the Reformation of the 16th century, the time in which God arose and restored the gospel to the Church through his servants Martin Luther, John Calvin, and many others. The gospel of justification by faith alone. The Apostle Paul explains this wonderful truth of the gospel throughout his writings and epistles, and especially in the third chapter of the book of Romans. And we will direct our attention today in commemoration of the Reformation to that chapter, Romans chapter 3, with particular emphasis upon verses 29 and 30. Justification, which the Apostle Paul, as I said, is explaining in those verses, is the wonderful truth that we are made right with God through and only through the work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. His righteousness, or his perfect obedience rendered upon the cross, is imputed, that is, reckoned to the account of all God's elect, so that they, I, am innocent in the court of heaven, forgiven of my sins, and declared to be innocent and righteous before God, solely, exclusively, only, and surely upon the work of Jesus Christ for me on the cross. Martin Luther put it this way: Thou art my righteousness, but I am thy sin. Thou hast taken what belonged to me, thou hast given me what is thine. Thou becamest what you were not, so that I might become what I was not. As a very good teacher, the Apostle Paul, after explaining this wonderful truth, proceeds in Romans chapter 3, the verses 27 through 31, to bring out implications for our lives of the truth of justification by faith, namely, that we are made right with God through the work of Christ. The first implication he brings out in verses 27 and 28 is that boasting is excluded. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. The second implication in verses 29 and 30 that he brings out is that human distinctions are abolished. Justification by faith means that there is one way of salvation for all men, whosoever they be. And then the third implication that he brings out in verse 31 is that justification by faith upholds the law, does not subvert the law. Justification by faith, the truth that we are declared saved and forgiven solely in the work of Christ, does not gender a godless life, but it is the source of a new and true life of obedience to God. In commemoration of the Reformation, we want to look today at verses 29 and 30, that second implication of the truth of justification by faith. We read, Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. The Apostle Paul is bringing out an implication of the truth of justification which our minds do not usually think of. When we think of justification by faith, the truth that we are made right in the work of Jesus, we think of personal peace. We think especially today of the need to defend this truth against all idea of any merit, that the sinner, the child of God, chosen of God, cannot and does not stand right before God on the basis of any work that he or another human being could do, but only on the work of Jesus. But here, the Holy Spirit is bringing another application of this truth, and that application is that one God saves one way out of every nation, or the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the elect of all nations, black, white, brown, all nations. Justification by faith is therefore the Catholic gospel, the word Catholic now being used in this sense, universal. God saves out of all the earth, out of every race, out of every nation, one way, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the great truth of justification by faith alone. So, beware, Christian, of your prejudice. We could read the verse this way. Is he the God of the middle-class American believer only? Is he not also the God of the Far East? In India? Among all nations? Yes, he is. He is the God of white and black. He is the God in Jakarta and Pretoria and Grand Rapids and Sao Paulo. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses God's children out of every nation. So, the Reformed Church, which believes this glorious gospel of justification by faith alone, has a burden for mission. Since one God has justified one way out of all nations, this gospel must not be kept within the confines of those who know it. We must not become content simply that we possess and know this glorious gospel of justification by faith, but the Reformed Biblical Church, that is, the church that is the child of the Reformation, is a mission-hearted church. Justification by faith is the Catholic gospel, the universal gospel. It declares that there is, among all nations, one God and one way of salvation, that being in the blood of Jesus by grace alone. The Apostle Paul says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith, that would be a reference at that time to the Jewish nation, and the uncircumcision through faith, a reference at that time then to the Gentiles or to those who were not Jews. He says the one God justifies. The God who justifies is one. Now what does that mean? Well, it means, first of all, that there is only one true God, not many gods. There is one God. This is absolutely necessary to the Christian faith. This is truth, absolute truth. Isaiah 44, verse 6, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Isaiah 43, 12, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. This is what the Apostle Paul says of God in Romans chapter 11, 36, for of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. If now that is what it means to be God, that all things are of him, through him, and to him, there cannot be two gods. All things are of him. There is one God who is the ultimate source of all things. All things are through him. God, one God, is the sustainer of all things, and all things are unto him. That is, the goal of all things is his own glory. There is only one God. This is crucial now for the truth of justification. There is one God before whom all men stand. And there is only one way to be right with him. It is not dependent upon your culture or your skin color. It is alone through his Son, Jesus Christ. Every man stands before him and is answerable to him. The Hindu in India, the Taoist in Tokyo, the executive in New York, the grade school boy in Hudsonville, Michigan. How can you be right with God? Only one way, through the blood of Jesus Christ. This point is so crucial in our day of pluralism, in the belief of many gods. Do we, as the Christian Church, dare open our mouth and share our faith? Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by him. In an age where religion is accounted to be this, everyone's view, everyone's religion is right, the only evil is to be exclusive, in such an age, do we, the children of the Reformation, stand in awe of God? In our day, it is said that all religions are equal. It is said that we are all climbing a mountain, one on this side and the other on the other side. God is in us all. We are all going to the summit. But then comes the truth of the Christian gospel. There is one God. There is only one way of salvation with Him. And the conflict and the opposition of the world of unbelief to the Christian church is inevitable. Many will make it very clear to you, as a Christian, that they are very happy for you to have your God, and they have theirs. It doesn't matter which one you have, as long as you have one and you're a nice man and you care about other people. Some will believe in some kind of hazy way that there are several gods and to each their own. Others believe that God is so indefinable that you really can't know anything real or true about Him. And then comes the gospel. Seeing it is one God, there is one God, the God of Holy Scripture, who shall justify one way. There is only one way to Him, through the blood of Jesus Christ. The important question, the only question of your life is this: are you right with the only true God? And there is only one way to be right with Him, in the blood of His dear Son upon Calvary, shed upon Calvary's cross. There is one God. Not only is there simply one God, but that statement of the apostle, seeing it is one God, implies what we call God's simplicity or oneness. God is what He is, and He is not something else, or He is a God of fixed attributes. He does not change. He does not reveal Himself to these people over there in the world with this personality and to those people over there with this personality. He does not say to these people, well, this is the way to please me and come to my presence, and to another group of people, well, this is the way. He is not the God in the Old Testament who was a God of wrath, fire, and judgment, and now in the New Testament a God of love and mercy. He does not reveal Himself one way in the Philippines, and another way in Ghana, and still a third way in western Michigan, and then in a fourth way in Sumatra, but He is one. He is the I am that I am. He is not multi-personality. He is not contradictory revelations. He is united in His being. He is who He is. You meet a fellow believer, a Christian, on a business trip from Sydney, from London, from Delhi, and you say, "Our God is the same to me as He is to you." The apostle says in Ephesians 3:14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family and heaven and earth is named." So here is the basic. Here is the foundation of the truth of the Reformation Christian gospel, seeing it is one God who shall justify through faith in Jesus Christ. Are you right now with this only true God? This has tremendous implications. The true Christian faith is therefore threatening to our age of religious pluralism. The truth of justification by faith is the most threatening thing to the world of unbelief. The absolute, why? Because it is the absolute claim of God on all persons of all nations and religions that He is God alone. And there is but one way to Him, through faith in Jesus Christ, and it calls for repentance from all false religions and all false faiths, and faith in the one true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the Christian gospel. Since 9/11, we are more and more aware of the pluralism. 150 years ago, we were not acquainted. The Hindu and the Christian and the Muslim. Now, with modern technology, the whole world lives next door to each other. We are no longer protected and isolated, and we stand as Christians in the midst of the world of idols. But this is not the first time in the Christian church. The early church in the first centuries lived in a pluralistic world of many gods, and that church in the first century confessed one God and one Lord Jesus Christ, and one salvation, and suffered and died in the Roman Colosseums because they reverenced the one God and cherished his one Son, Jesus Christ. Now we today, as the Christian Church, represent this same message, the saving gospel of God in this world. Apart from faith, the world will see this as a threat. Not because our God and his Son are advanced by guns and bombs and or by democracy. It is the false gods who are advanced by force. Christianity is not advanced by force. Christianity advances irresistibly by the proclamation of this God through the Holy Scriptures, and then by the lives of the people of God who are chosen and believe in him. And it proceeds, and it declares that God is God alone. There is but one way to him, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Repent or perish. I know that I will be called arrogant and filled with presumption. Many will say, who do you think you are? The Muslim must be converted or he perishes. The Hindu must renounce his Hinduism. The self-willed, pleasure-mad American must turn from his materialism or he will perish. How arrogant, how bigoted. Who makes you to know? In response, standing upon the Word of God, we declare that all religious pluralism is Antichrist religion. It is pious, outwardly pious, but it is intolerant of God, the one God, and the only way of salvation. To declare God and the only way of salvation through his Son is love. For if you do not know Jesus and what God has done by grace through him, if you do not know that, you will perish. This is what love prompts us to do. As Christians, we go out into the world with this message that God is God alone and only in his Son. By grace, through his death, is there life. True life to be found with God. The oneness of God, says the apostle, implies that there is only one way of salvation for both Jew and Gentile, for the elect of God out of all peoples. The apostle asks, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. God has willed to gather his church out of all nations. The elect church of God is Catholic or universal. God had already said to Abraham, in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Not one nation, not one race possesses the gospel, lest they would say to God, well, it was because I was an American. It's because I have this skin color that I am saved. Oh, no. But to show that it is of grace, grace alone, all men, regardless of nation, culture, or skin color, are alike fallen in Adam. Not one nation is righteous. There is none better than another. Since there is one God, he has willed to save one church out of all nations in one way, through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, seeing it is one God who shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. It is only through faith or by faith in Jesus Christ, in the blood of Jesus Christ, that one is saved. Hear the gospel. The Indian is not saved by his belief in a spirit world. The Sherpa of Nepal is not saved by his prayer wheel. The Sheikh in Arabia is not saved by bowing toward Mecca. The American in this country is not saved because his father went to church. But an Indian, a Sherpa, a Sheikh, and an American teenager is saved one way, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, God's gift. For by Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Do you understand? The gospel message is the same for all. There is one way of salvation. Do you understand? Repent and believe. That call of the gospel is not simply for those who live in a slum or live on crack or who are drunken or who are degenerate, but it is equally for the respectable, for the decent, for those who are raised in the church. Here's the gospel. There is one God. You must and you will answer to Him, for He made you. There is one way of salvation through faith, God's gift in His Son Jesus Christ as my righteousness. And to all else, Muslim, Hindu, American self-sufficiency and complacency, unless you repent, you will perish. The way of salvation God has provided cuts across all ethnic, cultural, and national barriers. God will justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. The gospel of justification is the only way to heaven. God is no local deity. Baal in the Old Testament might have been the god of the Canaanites. Zeus might have been the god of the Greeks. Diana of the Ephesians and Allah of the Muslims. But God is the God of the earth. Every square inch is His. And from it, He will take one people in Jesus Christ, who will proclaim, "Worthy is the Lamb who hath redeemed us to God by His blood, out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, out of every color, culture, height, look. He redeems in the blood of His dear Son, one elect church, justified one way through the blood of Jesus Christ." So, the Reformation gospel is the mission gospel. Declare His name among the nations. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing all the earth to God. Tell His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all people. Do you understand? The blood shed to justify me, the sinner, was shed to justify the elect out of all nations, black man and brown man, one culture out of in another culture, all chosen eternally of grace. The gospel must go forth to bring the redeemed in the blood of Jesus home to the Father. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach one God, one problem, sin. One Savior, Jesus Christ. One possibility, God's grace. One call, repent and believe. For is He the God of your church only? Is He not also the God of His people in the Philippines, in India, in China? Yes, of the Philippines and Chinese also. Is He the God of the aged only and of parents only? Is He not also the God of children? Yes, seeing it is one God who shall justify His people one way. Does He come only for a certain social class? Is He the God of one social class only? Is He not also the God of the poor and the lowly, or the rich and the lofty? Yes, He is the God of all those who by His grace alone confess Jesus Christ as their righteousness, and as their joy, and as their only hope. For this gospel, our Reformed fathers gave their life. They died in order that it might be published. Let us not fear in this age, an age which wants to shut the mouth of the gospel of salvation by grace in Jesus Christ. But let us publish, let us preach, let us pray, let us live the gospel. Let our hearts feast on the gospel. It is the truth. Righteous in Jesus only. It's amazing. God has justified out of all nations in the blood of Jesus one people to live before him and to praise him. Tokyo, Jakarta, Baghdad, London, Johannesburg, out of all nations and all races, why should that seem incredible to you? For he has justified the chief of sinners, Christian, in yourself. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word, so precious and so pure. Seal it to our hearts, in Jesus' name, amen.